BBC Radio Australia.
Well, the thing is that you cannot split this man up. I'm seen as former member of parliament, but that's how powerful the constitution of this country is. Although me, former member of parliament, and when it comes to the mandate of the people, it ends the 31st of December last year. I'm no longer MP as such, Emerson. But under the constitution, I'm still the prime minister of this country, Emerson. I still have full executive power, Emerson. Although that name caretaker, I'm totally misled by that one. For keeping normal place and like that. I exercise full executive power when it comes to security, when it comes to safety of this country. I continue to run the country wherever we stop. I am also so right, Mr. Abloya, yeah, but you still make him decision, what the come, what do you say, Prime Minister? I'm also I make the decision. It make him things no move. I'm also so I'm still the Prime Minister of this country, and the under the protocols in the arrangements that you may got him in place, the government and got him the duty to protect the Prime Minister. So the assets him come actually. And we can come with police officers. I come down with him. And also, I'm still the prime minister of this country. Come down, and you just can't split it. You cannot cut him up. I'm sorry. I'm not forgiving that. I'm still former member of parliament, contesting for a seat, at least this seat also. But I'm still the prime minister of this country under the constitution of this country. So, it just doesn't worry me at all. Of course, you will try and pick him some cost, some party, pick him some cost, and also. When it comes to ground, of course, we want to put him with yellow flag, look at the star BC and things like that. We were careful of that one. The police, of course, would protect me on the boat time if I float, if I go down, would not sight anyone would come and do work abroad. So that's my response to that. I'm still the prime minister of this country.